We're going to be starting today Hilchos Deos, Laws of Character, the first chapter. The second of the Rambam's halachas is Hilchos Deos. The Rambam says, Yish v'cholam achas esrei mitzvahs. Included in this section are 11 mitzvahs, chamesh mitzvahs asei v'shesh mitzvahs lo asei, 5 positive and 6 negative commandments. These are proton, these are the details. Aleph ledomus v'drochov, to emulate the ways of God. Beis, ledavik v'yodov, to cleave to those that know him. Gimel, lavus reyim, to love your fellow. Dalad, lavus agerim, a special mitzvah to love the convert. Hey, shtolis no achim, not to hate your brothers. Vav lo chiyach, to rebuke one who does wrong. Zion, shtol habim padam, not to humiliate. Ches, shtol anus imlolim, not to afflict poor people, people who are tes, shtol halach rachel, not to go tail-bearing. Yud, shtol linkom, not to take revenge. Yud alef, shtol linter, not to bear a grudge. Now all of these mitzvahs are going to be explained in the following chapters. And now we begin with Perek Rishon, Halacha Aleph, the first chapter, the first halacha. Deus harbi yesh l'chol echad v'yachad b'nei adam. Each individual person has many characteristics. V'zu m'shunu m'zu, r'chokim m'menu b'yoser. Each one is different from the other, and very far from the other. Yesh adam shubal chema kois tamid. There are some people who are angry types, always getting angry. There are some settled kind of persons who never get angry. If he does get angry occasionally, then he'll only be a little bit angry. Once every few years. Some people are very arrogant. Some are extremely humble. Some are pleasure seekers. He's never satisfied from filling all of his pleasures. There's some people with very pure hearts who don't have these kind of desires. Even for little things, that the body needs. He doesn't even have desire for necessities, let alone luxuries. There are greedy people who will never be satisfied from all the money in the world. K'nishnemar, as it says, Oed kesef l'yisba kesef. One that loves money, silver, will never be satisfied with money. V'yesh mekatzeh nafsho. And there's someone who is satisfied with very little. Shadayo filo davar mat shelo yaspiklo. It's enough for him very little. It's not even really adequate for his needs. V'yidiv lasikol tzorcho, he will not pursue to acquire all of his needs. There's some people who fast and collect money, misers. He won't spend a penny of his own unless he's really suffering a lot. Some people just the opposite. They can ruin and destroy all of their money with their own knowledge because they don't care about accumulating wealth. The same way, you could have these extremes in all of the different characteristics. Kigon, the Holel, the Onein, the Kili, the Shua, the Achzori, Rachamon, Rachlevov, Vametzlev, Ukiyotzubahem. The Rambam lists these various character traits. Someone who is very jovial, or someone who is sort of sad. Someone who is a tightwad, someone who is very generous. Someone who is cruel, someone who is compassionate. Someone who is timid, and someone who is courageous, and so on. Halacha Beis. Yesh bin kol dei v'dei, rachokam imena, v'kteho acher, deis ben in azu, rachokam izu. Between each of these characteristics that are in an extreme position, one from the other, there is a moderate characteristic. Chol deis yesh min deis shein l'adam, mitchilas b'riyasa l'pita v'gufo. Of all of these characteristics, some of them are part of the nature with which a person is born and created with, the nature of his body. Certain of these you are more receptive to, you're more inclined to by nature. You don't have them automatically by nature, but you're more susceptible to them. More than the other characteristics. Some are not part of the person by his nature. They're acquired from others. Or he turned himself to them. By a thought that came into his mind. In other words, some are inherited, and some are environmental. Al-Shishamash is Uadeh Tovala, or he heard that this is a good characteristic. Ubaroi Leilach, and it's a good thing to go in that particular way. And he conducted himself in that way until it became set in his heart. Halacha Gimel. The two extremes in each character characteristic are not a good way. You should neither go in them, if that's your nature, or learn to do that way and train yourself to do the extreme. If you find your nature turning towards one of these extremes or sort of being receptive to one of those extremes, or he already acquired this particular extreme characteristic, he should go back to the proper way. He should go on the good way, which is the straight way, not the extreme. The proper way is the moderate characteristic in each of these character traits. The kaladei sheish doladam, of all of the characteristics that a person has. The adei sheirachot mishnei tzavos richuk shav venukov velolazu velolazu. This is the characteristic that's equidistant from the two extremes, not closer to one than to the other. Lafikach tzivu achacham rishonim. Before the first sages commanded, she adam sam deil sav tamid. A person should always reckon his characteristics. He should direct them to the moderate way, the middle way, that he should be complete in his body. Ketad. Now the Rambam gives examples. Lo yehe balchema noach lechos. He shouldn't be a temperamental person who's very easy to get angry. Lo kameis shenamagish. Neither should it be the opposite extreme, like someone who's dead, who doesn't feel anything. Somebody could hurt him and beat him and he won't do anything. That's not good either. It's actually dangerous. Elabenini, you should be moderate. You should only get angry on a big thing that's worth getting angry over, so that the same thing shouldn't be done again to him. If he fails to feel any anger whatsoever, then, as mentioned previously, he's in a danger because the thing will be repeated again and again and may cause him great harm. He shouldn't desire for things unless the body needs them. And you cannot be without them. A tzaddik needs to satisfy himself. He shouldn't be pursuing all sorts of pleasures, but neither should he deny himself to the point that he's lacking and becomes sick. He shouldn't work in his occupation and toil only enough to acquire those things that he needs for this temporal existence of this world. It's good a little bit for the righteous man. He shouldn't be very tight-fisted. He shouldn't give away all of his money. He gives charity according to his means. And he lends money properly to someone in need of money. He shouldn't be overly jovial and laughing all the time. Lots of onen, not overly depressed and sad. And the sameach kol yom of benachas, gently happy all of his days. The sefer panim yafos, with a pleasant face. The chen shadayos of similarly the other characteristics. Derech zil hi derech hachachomen. This way is the way of the sages. Kol adam shadayos of deas benenis mumutzah asnuko chacham. Anyone who has these intermediate, moderate kind of characteristics is called a wise person. Halacha hey. If a person is extra careful and he does turn aside from the moderate path a little bit to one side or the other, in other words, depending on what the characteristic is, he turns to the better side, although if you go extremely to that side it turns out bad, but he turns to the more positive side, as we shall see, somewhat, then he's called a chassid, a pious person who's going beyond wisdom. Ketzer haso. Mishis rachik legova leiv a keteo achrom v'yishofol shkal ruach b'yoser nirka chassid. If someone goes away from arrogance to a greater extreme, in other words, He is very humble, not moderately humble, you might say. He is called a chassid. V'zuhi midas chassidus. This is the attribute known as chassidus, as piety. In other words, even here he's not supposed to go to the absolute extreme where he'll let people destroy him and kill him or something like that, that he's so humble. But still it goes further away from the middle and is extra humble. And that's called chassidus. If he only goes to the middle, the anav, and he's just an ordinarily humble, then he's called wise. This is the attribute of wisdom. And the same with all of the deos. That the chassidim go more, the pious people go more towards one direction, towards the appropriate direction. The early chassidim, the pious people, used to turn their character from the exact middle towards one of the directions, the appropriate one in each case. In some cases, they turn towards what the Rambam calls the end extreme. And in some cases, they go towards the beginning extreme, all depending on the context of what is right and what is wrong. The zeal of Nimshu Sadin, this is known as beyond the letter of the law. We're commanded to go in the moderate path, that's law. The good and straight ways, as it says, and this is the first of the mitzvahs discussed here, Valachta Bedrachov, go in his ways. So it was taught in the explanation of this mitzvah. Just as he is gracious, you be gracious too. Just as Hashem, God, is compassionate, you be compassionate. Just as he is called holy, so you be holy. In the same way, the prophets refer to Hashem with all of these descriptions. Chapayim, long suffering. Rav Chesed, great in his kindness, Tzaddik, righteous, V'yashar, straight, Tumim, perfect, or whole, Gibber, mighty, V'chazak, strong, U'kiyotzer, V'henan, similarly. Lodia, why do they tell us this? To let us know, Shindrachim Tovim, V'yisharim, that they are good in straight ways. V'chayiv Adam, Lahanig, Atzvah, V'hen, a person is obligated to conduct himself in that way. L'hidam Aselov, K'fikocho, to emulate Hashem according to his strength. How can a person train himself in these characteristics till they become a part of him? Yasa, he should do them. Vishan and repeat them. Vishalash and do it three times. The Meisim with action shows that he does. According to these moderate characteristics, the Yachsav and Tomid, he should constantly repeat them and review them. Till to do these things will be easy for him. There will be no work, no bother for him. And these characteristics will become a part of his very being. Since the Creator is referred to by these names, these positive characteristics we refer to, and they are considered the moderate way, that we're obligated to go in, this path is called the path of God. This is what Abraham, our father, the first Jew, taught to his children. Shenemar, as it says, Ki yadativ, that I know Avraham, I love Avraham, Lamanashi Yitzav V'Vagolim, because he commands his children to walk B'derach Hashem, in this way of God. V'holach B'derach Zu, maybe Tova Brach L'Atzmo, somebody who walks in this way brings goodness and blessing for himself. Shenemar, as it says, L'malhav Yishem al Avraham, Esa Shadibra Olav, that because Avraham walked in this path, Hashem would bring upon Avraham all the promises that he said about him, that the good things about Avraham would come true.